Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how he responds in the coming days. You know, hopefully we caught it sooner and he was smart enough to know that don't push it to come out. So I'm not sure what the update is to this point. What did he say?
He said no worse than yesterday, so thankful for small victories.
Basically. There you go.
It's hopeful it's not so much. Kind of a fortunate that you had a guy who was already here.
Barely. I'm glad his flight wasn't 45 minutes later. Because, like I said last night, he literally had just got down to the bullpen. So you got to have to give Mickey Morabito some credit that he got him here in time for the game.
You just got credit.
Giving you a little love here.
You just got credit for the manager.
I did.
You got Lucas here in time.
Yeah. And then you still had Dole here, so you could...
Correct.
Add Dole.
He was going to leave today. He pitched 2 days in a row. I don't know. I would consider him a long man today, but I think anybody who can actually make their way out to the mound today would, after covering 14 and two-thirds, is useful.
How good is it to see Petit come up and just be as durable as he is at the top?
We knew he'd be durable. And a guy that can use in any situation, really. We've used him in the eighth inning. We've used him in the sixth. We've used him multiple innings. He's been terrific for us. And, you know, you look at his workload before last night, what was it, two and a third. So we cut him off a little short last night, but if ever there was a guy that could pitch in any role and just says, give me the ball when you need to, Skip, it's him.
You kind of touched on it yesterday, but when you come to a dome like this where the turf is out there, how does that kind of impact your decision as far as, you know, giving guys rest?
You're seeing it. Three guys last night, didn't hit yesterday, not hitting today, trying to stay off the turf. If you're playing on it every day, you're a little bit more used to it. But we felt it was important, even though after getting in at 3:30 in the morning, that we get out on the turf the first day to get used to it and then kind of back off the next few days as we're doing. And then on top of that, you know, we had these off days planned out before we even got here.
Did you think about giving Marcus a day tomorrow? He never wants one.
There's a reason for that. I'll address it later, but there's a reason for it. Fighters. We knew coming in this trip, we try not to get ahead of ourselves and look at the trip as a whole. We try to look at city to city. And a lot of these guys weren't here, but we've lost 12 out of 13 games in this place before we got here. So this wasn't a place that was too terribly kind to us in the past. But they don't care. They're just playing for the day. We're trying to win each and every day and not trying to look too forward into the trip. So to this point, it's, you know, so far so good. Hate to keep bringing up replay, but if that one game would have, might have been significant too in New York, that we felt like we had too.